第10項
Two people meet. What do they normally do? They talk about the weather, what's going on in their homes, clubs, or on the baseball diamond. Normally, such talk leads to friendliness.It is true that sometimes it may lead to quarrels and fights. But for every time this happens, there are at least 100 times when the two speakers part as better friends than when they started.They know more about each other's problems, hopes and troubles, joys and sorrows, likes and dislikes, and the more they know, the friendlier they feel. Compare this with what would happenIf they had no way of communicating their thoughts to each other, they would be suspicious, each one wondering what the other was thinking. If they had to spend a great deal of time together in silence, their suspicions would grow.Each would wonder if the other was plotting to do him some harm when his back was turned. Soon they would begin to distrust each other. So language is probably the greatest breeder of friendliness in the world.Misunderstandings and suspicions are cleared away by it, and people are made aware of the fact that, after all, they are not so very different from one another as they thought.